Hey everyone, Tori here. I just wanted to take a second to thank everyone who has listened to the podcast so far. Your support means so much to us. I also wanted to let you know that we have started a Patreon to fund our show. We have a lot of cool perks for our supporters, including director's notes for each episode, monthly Q&As with the cast and crew, and maybe a special shout out for you on our credits. If you like this podcast, please head on over to patreon.com/LarryWellsJournals. That's patreon.com/LarryWellsJournals, and click on the join link. We are so incredibly grateful for our listeners, and we can't wait to continue sharing this podcast with you. And now, on to the episode.
Recording patient interview, October 21st, 2009. This is Dr. Byron Todd. Patient and colleague's name is Dr. Sarah Benson, age 51. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Byron. How are you?
God, I just got done with this one patient who blames her stepdaughter for everything that's gone wrong in her life, and really, the woman is just a bitter drunk with zero accountability.
Oh boy, those are always fun, aren't they?
Yeah, the fun never stops with that one, let me tell ya. I'm actually thinking about referring her to someone else, but I feel bad about doing so because that would make me the fourth therapist to do that. It's just... Oh, I'm sorry, this is your session.
It's fine. Believe me, I get it. But speaking of bitter drunks, today was my birthday. Well, my AA birthday. I got my chip today.
Congratulations, Sarah. That's great. Today was the big one, right?
Yeah, 10 years. Wow.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. The 21st is always kind of a hit or a miss with me, but hitting the 10-year mark was not a bad way to start off the day. Oh God, I can't believe I made it this far. It's a little overwhelming, you know?
Absolutely.
Today at the meeting, there was this woman speaking, and I absolutely love this woman. She actually helped me up the steps for my first meeting when I was a crying mess, but anyway, today was also her birthday. She now has 35 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, she was the speaker today, and she was telling her story. She said something that really resonated with me, but it also kind of really scared the hell out of me.
What was that?
Well, she was talking about the last DUI she got, but she didn't say it was her last DUI. She said that it was hopefully her last DUI.
Okay.
And the reason she said hopefully was because there are no guarantees in the program. There's just the work and what you put into it to stay sober.
She's not wrong. Why did that scare you?
So the reason I started going to AA in the first place was because I was court mandated.
I remember.
Well, it was my second DUI, and I was stupid enough to think I didn't need any help. I didn't think I had a problem. I just thought I made an error. Sorry. Two errors in judgment. It was just, you know, when I went in, I didn't think it was for me, especially all the talk about God or a higher power. It just rubbed me wrong.
A lot of people don't think it's for them.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't have an issue with religion or the concept of God as a whole. I mean, I was brought up a Methodist, Baptist with a brain, but I was just never, I don't know. Some people let God or Jesus or what have you rule their entire lives, and I never understood that. And while I was brought up in a Christian-based faith, the message never really sunk in. I mean, I was never really comfortable in church, so at my first meeting, when they opened with the Serenity Prayer and with Lord's Prayer, I just felt like I was going to crawl out of my skin. And I just kept thinking, what the hell am I doing here? But the longer I stayed, I started hearing more and more stories, and a lot of them were very reminiscent of mine. So I continued going, and here I am 10 years later.
That's great, Sarah, but you didn't answer my question. Why were you scared?
Because there were no guarantees. There's no guarantee that I won't screw up and land DUI number 3, or 4, or 5, or 6, or... God, I just really... I don't know. I feel like I'm in crisis mode. But I'm not. I know that sounds weird, but I'm probably going to end up going to another meeting tonight. Just lately there are days where I'm fine. I mean, I'm really fine. I go to work, I go to my meetings, I see my sponsor, I feed my dog, I call my mom, I see my friends. Everything is as it should be. And then there are other days where I'm so worried about slipping up. I'll be fine one minute, and then I'm either on the verge of a nervous breakdown or I'm about to bite someone's head off, and I can't be like that. Especially in my profession. Our profession. I need to keep a cool head. I mean, I have patients who are alcoholics and addicts, and I don't think I could face them if I had a relapse. Especially after 10 years, I don't know how or if I would be able to start back from the beginning. They say the road to recovery is a long one. Boy, are they not kidding.
That it is, and I hate to tell you, but the road is very far from over.
I know. God, 10 years later, and still the only thing I want is a bottle of Jack.
The anxiety that you've been experiencing about relapsing, this has been happening recently?
The last few weeks, yes. My husband's worried about me too, and I don't know.
Do you have any ideas why all of this is coming to the surface now?
It's a combination of things. The anticipation of getting the 10-year mark, of course. The waiting and the actual getting there. Another thing that's been in the back of my mind is that I just turned 51.
That's the same age your father was when...
Yes, when he killed himself, Byron. You don't need to remind me. I remember it very well.
I'm sorry, Sarah. I was...
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bite your head off. It's just... God damn it. This is what I'm talking about. It's not just you. It's anyone or anything. All someone has to do is say the wrong thing, and it sets me off. I mean, for God's sakes, Byron, you know me. This isn't me. I'm not usually like this.
I know.
I'm just so worried that I'm going to go off on a patient. I'm just afraid that they're going to say the wrong thing, and I'll tell them what I really think of them and their problems.
You and every other therapist.
Yeah, no kidding. There's something else that's been on my mind. Something that might be contributing to my edginess.
Talk to me.
I have these patients, mother and son. I used to see the father, but that stopped after they divorced. I've been seeing this family for 7 years.
Okay.
The son is 14, going on 15. I think he turns 15 in December, don't quote me. But anyway, I think he's being abused.
Why do you think so?
About a month ago, I think I caught him in a lie. I do know for sure that there was at least one instance of physical abuse.
From the mother or the father?
The father. The mother is another story all on her own, but I'll get to her later. Anyway, we had a session and we were discussing what had happened with his father, and he talked about the beatings.
Beatings, as in more than one?
Yes. When I asked him about it, he sort of shrugged me off and said that he meant emotional beatings, and we went on to the next thing.
Do you believe him?
No, I don't.
Is the father still in the picture?
Yes, he is.
Are you going to report him?
I haven't decided yet. I'm not sure if it's still going on.
But there was an instance of physical abuse by the father.
Correct.
Did you report that, or...
No. I heard about it after it happened. Action was apparently taken. Basically, the gist of what happened was that the father got drunk, was in a mood, and took it out on his son. The son claims that was the only time he ever got physical.
And you think he's lying for his dad?
Yes, but I'm not sure if it's still happening, which is why I haven't reported anything at this time. I've been meaning to bring it up again, but there are a couple other issues that need to be worked through with him that have been taking precedent.
Such as?
Well, for starters, almost a year ago he tried to kill himself.
I remember you telling me you had a patient who attempted suicide. This was him?
Yes. He was very nearly successful, too. His mother, by stroke of pure luck, came home early that day and found him. She managed to get him to the hospital just in time, but only barely. They had to pump his stomach.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I really liked this kid, too. It was awful. He had been struggling with bullying and two alcoholic parents.
The mother's an alcoholic?
Oh, yeah. In denial about it, too. The lack of self-awareness this woman has reminds me way too much of... Of me.
I see. Sarah?
Yeah?
Do you think that maybe the reason you have been so on edge is because you relate to this family a little too much?
Being able to relate to my patients is how I'm able to do my job. I'm not recusing myself.
I'm not suggesting that.
Oh, don't bullshit a bullshitter, Byron. Yeah, you are.
If it meant your sanity, would that be the worst thing for you? Think of the parallels.
Byron.
Alcoholism. Suicide.
Attempted suicide.
Abuse. Protecting the abuser.
Jesus Christ, Byron. You act like this is the only dysfunctional family I see on a professional basis. What makes them so different than any others I see?
I don't know, Sarah. What does make them so different? You yourself said that they are contributing to your edginess.
I said they might be.
Sarah?
Look, Byron, I appreciate the concern, but I'm not going to stop seeing them, especially the son, just because of my own problems. You know what? All the drama going on with them and my personal life, it just might be a case of lousy timing. With the 10-year anniversary turning 51, all of it.
Do you think you're in danger of not being able to maintain professional boundaries?
Of course not.
Okay. How's the Prozac?
I'm still on it, if that's what you're asking.
The dosage?
The dosage is fine, Byron.
Okay. Well, it looks like your time is just about up.
Okay. I'll call you sometime within the next week and we'll set something up.
Okay. Take care of yourself, Sarah.
I will, Byron. Bye.
Bye.
Audio Journal Entry Number 7. This is Larry Wells. It is October 24th, 2009 at 10 p.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, tonight was the last night of the show, and oh my god, I had the best time. I really, really did. I'm sorry I haven't been consistent with these entries. It's just been crazy. It's been really crazy. Good crazy, just crazy, though. I had a great time. I can't wait for the next...
Rehearsing your Oscar acceptance speech?
So, is this just going to be a regular thing, you coming and going as you please?
Well, maybe you should learn to lock your front door.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I watched you pick the lock.
Tony, I don't remember giving you permission to leave the car.
Bite me, Fiona. Hey, man, Anna and I saw the play tonight.
Oh, did Daffy like it?
Why do you have to be such a bitch? She actually liked you in the play.
Does it look like I'm vying for her approval?
Anyway, did you like it, Tony?
Honestly, it took me a while. But then I realized I'd actually heard of A Tale of Two Cities before.
Had you not before?
Well, no. When Larry and I were 7, there was this movie we watched with the girl from Matilda.
Oh my god, A Simple Wish! The dad! He was auditioning for Cartney. He sang that song.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it's a far, far better thing that I do now that I've ever done before. What, nothing?
I have no idea what the hell you guys are talking about.
A Simple Wish? You've never heard of it? Kathleen Turner was in it, and it was back when she was still hot.
Fascinating. No, I have not seen it.
Okay, but Tony, did you like the play?
Dude, you were great. Loved the accent. Seriously, it was really good.
Ahem. What about me?
Yeah, you were fine too.
What was that?
Shit, hang on.
Larry, where are you going?
Mom? Mom? Oh my god, Mom!
Oh my god, is she okay?
Oh, shit. How much did she drink?
Mom, wake up. Mom? Mom, Mom, come on. Mom, Mom! Tony, call 911.
Larry?
Jessica, go back to bed.
But...
Now!
Was that fucking necessary?
She doesn't need to see Mom like this, okay? Tony, 911, now!
Hang on, she's moving.
Well, one of you move your ass and help me get her on the couch.
On it. 1, 2, go! Claire, Claire, it's Tony.
Mom?
Hi, honey. You have company.
Mom, are you okay?
Why didn't you... Company clean? I would have cleaned. You kids want to stay?
No, you just rest.
Oh, bullshit. I can... Ooh.
Oh my god, Larry, grab her.
Mom!
Whoa, I'm fine. Just let me defrost.
Mom.
Bloody. You like a bloody after my own heart. We're bloody buddies.
Yes, that's right, but we can do that later.
God fucking damn it, Larry. I told you, you have to clean the fucking kitchen. We have guests and you can't even get off your fucking ass.
Mom, I'll do it right now. Just please lie down.
No. Because everything, I fucking do I have fucking everything. You can't even be bothered. Fuck yourself, Larry. Fuck you and your dad and your grandma.
Jesus.
Tony, shut up.
You kids want steak? I can.
Mom, it's fine.
Okay. No. Our movies. No more movies? Ugh.
I got you, Mom. I got you.
I know you do, sweetie. I'm so tired.
Mom? Can one of you please help me get her on the couch? Please?
Yeah.
I'll get a broom and mop and clean this all up.
Thanks. Please don't tell anyone at school about this.
Fine.
No, seriously, please don't tell anyone, okay? Please.
Okay, we won't.
Look, being known as a creep is enough. I really don't need this adding ammo.
Why did you tell him that?
Tony, that's not important right now. And don't worry, Larry. We won't say a word.
Sorry, it's just that she's never done this before. In front of guests or friends, anyway.
I'm gonna guess this is a normal occurrence.
Uh-huh. She usually wakes up sooner. That's why I kind of freaked and wanted to call 911. I just...
Dude, you don't have to explain yourself. You've met our dad.
And you should see my mom. Think she'll be getting up anytime soon?
No, she'll probably be out for the night. But, we're understood. This doesn't leave here.
We're understood, Larry.
Thanks. I have to go check on my sister.
Okay.
Do you want me to crash here tonight, Larry? Fiona can come get me in the morning.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure. That works. Excuse me.
Recording patient interview, October 26th, 2009. This is Dr. Sarah Benson. Patient's name is Lawrence Wells, age 14. How are you, Larry?
I need help.
Okay, what's going on?
Two nights ago, Mom was really, really drunk.
Oh, what happened?
It was bad. It was really bad. She wasn't making a whole lot of sense. I almost called 911.
Was she being violent?
No, she wasn't waking up, but she did after a few minutes and was... Well, she was Mom, and then she passed out again.
Okay.
She didn't remember what happened the next morning. The only thing I got from her was, oh, I guess I must have fallen asleep out here last night. It was the last night of my play. Things were fine. Oh my god. This has been happening so much ever since the divorce, 3 or 4 times a week, and...
Okay, Larry, I need you to back up. Slow down and start at the beginning.
No, don't do that. Do not tell me to calm down. Don't do that thing you do where you speak so calmly. And no, what I'm saying is important. Please, do you think my mom's an alcoholic?
Larry, I told you that's a tricky subject. Alcoholism is based on self-diagnosis.
Fuck your self-diagnosis! Do you think she's an alcoholic? Yes or no? Please. I need something. She's been getting this way 3 times a week at... Last night I had friends over. They saw her like that. They saw what I live with.
I see.
No, you don't see. You don't know what this is like.
Okay.
They said they won't say anything, but... I really don't know if they will. Christ, the theater department already thinks I'm weird. I really don't need this.
I understand that, but this is still something that I think you need to talk to your mom about.
No!
Larry.
No, I'm not doing that.
Larry, how do you expect to-
I'm not fucking doing it! Can you imagine how that'll go? Hey mom, I think you have a drinking problem. She'll kill me for even suggesting that or even thinking it. No, I'm not doing that. You don't know what she'll do if I-
Larry, I really need you to calm down.
Stop telling me to calm down. This has been going on for the last 3 years, and I can't do this with her anymore. I can't.
But Larry, if you aren't willing to say anything, then how do you expect anything to change?
Why can't you say something to her? Just, please, not me. Just not me.
She'll kill me if I do. She'll take it as me comparing her to Grandma or some other shit because God fucking forbid she's the problem.
What if I was there?
What?
What if I was there when you confronted her?
I don't know.
That's the best I can offer you, Larry.
We'll do it here?
Yes.
You won't leave?
I'll be right here, Larry. I won't let anything happen.
What about after? At the end of the day, I'm the one who has to go home with her.
Well, if you feel like you're in real physical danger, then you call 911.
Are you out of your fucking mind? That's my mom. I can't do that.
Yes, Larry.
No, I can't do that to her. That's my mom.
That does not matter, Larry. Parent or not, if you're in physical danger and it's an emergency, you need to call 911. Keep in mind, your mother has never been physically violent with you before.
She doesn't have to be.
Point being, I don't think it will escalate to that.
You'll really be there.
Yes, I will really be here. Is this something you want to do?
I think so.
Okay.
Can we do it soon?
How soon? Because I'm booked for the rest of the week.
First available time next week.
Okay, let's see. I can do Thursday the 5th at 5 p.m.
That works. That works.
Okay.
You'll keep her on a leash?
I'll make sure things stay civil.
Okay.
Okay, are you going to be good for the rest of the week?
I really hope so.
Okay. Then I will see you next week.
Okay.
Bye, Larry.
Bye.
The Larry Wells Journals is written by James Cookson and produced by James and Tori Cookson. In this episode, you heard Sean Millicher as Dr. Byron, McKenna Ballard as Dr. Benson, James Cookson as Larry, Tori Cookson as Fiona, Kyle Grimes as Tony, and McKenna Heiler as Claire. Closing credits is Possible by Ross Bugden. Find out more at instagram.com/RossBugden. Comments, questions, or just want to say hi? Email us at larrywellspodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our show, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Larry Wells Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and be careful what you say. You never know who's recording.